おーい、ナミコ。
あ、トシ。
ナミコのペットって何を食べるの？
一匹はお米を食べるかな。もう一匹はパンが好きだよ。
へえ、なんか人間みたいな食べ物食べるんだね。
変なこと言わない方がいいわよ。そんなことばっか言ってたら痛い目に遭うわよ。
は、はい、すいません。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ゆうきです。
リエです。
Marky here. So today, guys, we have something very, 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 very special for you. Yuki, what are we doing today?
We are having Rie here. She's from Niigata.
Yes, we're being joined in the studio by the lovely Rie.
こんにちは、Rie です。皆さんどうぞよろしくお願いします。
So yeah, as Yuki said, Rie-san has come here from Niigata Prefecture to talk to us about something very cool.
What is that?
Well, I thought you were going to tell us.
新潟弁.
The Niigata dialect. So it's been a long time since we've done any dialect material. Actually, the only other time we did one was Tsukaru Ben, one of the dialects of Aomori. And now we're doing Niigata dialect.
じゃあ、リエさん、新潟で有名なものは何ですか？
新潟で有名なのは日本酒とお米です。あとは雪。スキーとかスノーボードで遊べます。Niigata is famous for Japanese sake and rice and a lot of snow.
Is there snow in Niigata right now?
Yes, little bit.
So yeah, as we said, Rie-san comes from Niigata. Yuki, why are you here?
I don't know. I have to go back to Niigata.
Why do you have to go back to Niigata?
Snowboarding.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Yuki is an avid snowboarder.He spends about half the year snowboarding.
In Niigata.
I'm jealous. Very jealous. So let's get right into this conversation. I think this is the really interesting part. Yuki, who's our conversation between?
Rie-san to Yuki desu.
Sounds very familiar.
Miya no Rie.
And this conversation is going to be informal, right?
Yes, it is.
この会話はどこですか?
道端です。On the street.
I think we should try this a little bit different from the Aomori dialect lessons. We're going to listen to this conversation once, and then we're going to listen to the standard Japanese version. So, let's see how this goes. Let's see what you can catch.
Aya, Yuki za neke.
Aya, shikamo oote nakatta ro mo. Omi-san, konde tokoro de nan ni shiten?
Ima, inu no sanpo shite ru tokoro date ba.
So, ino.ほんねちんこ犬だろ。そういえばさ、ナーチの隣の家にバカかっけえ東京の人が引っ越したらしいねっけ。
ほんねそういんよ。だろも少子で話すなんていやらいや。
ほんねもう、まごまごしてっとあちたに取られることさ。
どうしょばね。標準語でお願いします。あ、ゆうきじゃん。
あ、ずいぶん会ってなかったけど、あんたこんなところで何してんの？
今犬の散歩をしているところだよ。
そうなんだ。すごい小さい犬だね。そういえばさ、お前の家の隣にとってもかっこいい東京の人が引っ越してきたらしいじゃん。
そうなんだよ。だけど恥ずかしくって話すこともできないよ。
まったくもう、もたもたしてると他の人に取られちゃうよ。
まったくどうしよう。ゆっくりお願いします。あやー、勇気じゃねえけ。
あやー、しかも大手なかったろも。おめさん、こんげところで何してん？
今、犬の散歩してるところだてば。
そういの。ほんね、ちんこい犬らの。そういえばさ、なあちの隣家にバカかっけえ東京の書が引っ越してきたらしいねっけ。
ほんね、そういんよ。だろも少子で話すなんていやらいや。
ほんねもう、まごまごしてっと、あちさんに取られるこてさ。
どうしょばね。今度は英語が入ります。あやー、ゆうきじゃねえけ。
Hey, Yuki.
あやー、しかも会うてなかったろも。おめさん、こんげところで何にしてん？
Hey, it's been a while since the last time we met. But what are you doing here?
今犬の散歩してるところだてば。
Oh, I'm just walking my dog.
そういの。 ほんねちんこ犬だろ。そういえばさ、ナーチの隣家にバカかっけえ東京の人が引っ越したらしいねっけ。
Oh, that's a really small dog. By the way, I heard a really cool guy from Tokyo just moved next door to you. Is that right?
ほんねそういんよ。だろも少子で話すなんていやらいや。
Yeah, that's right. But I'm too shy to talk to him.
ほんねもう、まごまごしてっと明日に取られることさ。
Well, some other girl might start dating him before you try.
どうしようばね。
Oh, what should I do?
リエさん、この会話どう思いましたか？
この後、リエさんはデートに行ったんですかね？
マキ、どう思う？
Sounds like this Yuki guy is really pressuring her to talk to that guy. Really cool guy from Tokyo. I wonder if it's me.
次行きましょう。
I was very impressed by the sound of this. This is really different from Tokyo Japanese. I could hear some different kinds of intonation in here.
そうですね。東京の人の言葉に比べて伸ばす音が多いですね。
So Lee said there are lots of long vowels in there.
Yeah, there were a lot of long vowels. And I was noticing a lot of ke at the end of sentences.
Lee さん、ke って何ですか？
東京の人の言葉で言うと、残かな。
So what do you guys say? We take a look at some vocabulary now.
First you have
ピタみたいだね。
あや。
Oh, an exclamation of surprise.
あや、あ、あや。
Next we have
しかも。
More than I expected.
しかも。しかも。
Now this looks like a standard Japanese word, しかも。The standard language just means in addition, but in this dialect...It's completely different, right?
Right.
That's pretty cool. I noticed some other words in here that look very similar to standard Japanese, but...
This means, sounds like, とても?
Oh, really?
Yeah, for example, しかも長い.
Very long. All right, next we have...
おめさん.
You.
おめさん. おめさん.
I think this sounds like too casual. What do you think?
そうでもないです。みんなが使えます。
So yeah, this is related to the standard Japanese term omae, which is very casual you. But Rie-san is saying that everyone uses this. And because it has san attached to the end, it sort of raises the politeness level. So it makes it okay to use this. But just be careful. In the standard language, if you go around calling people omae, you better have a pretty good relationship with them or you might get into a fight. Okay, so next we have...
今月
This.
こんげ、こんげ。
Now, in Japanese dialects, I love this series of words. This is like この。
そうです。
How about そのand あの?
あの becomes あんげ and その becomes そんげ。
どの?
どんげ。
All right, so next we've got?
ちんこい。
Small.
ちんこい。ちんこい。
Next we have?
なち。
Your house.
なあち、なあち。
Okay, I have a theory about this word. This is actually two words combined.
な and ち。な means your.
Like あなた。
あなた。そしてちは家、house.
Like うち。
そうです。
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, this next word is great. Next we have...
バカ。バカ。バカ。
Would you call me?
Maybe.
No, this doesn't mean stupid, right?
No, not at all. This baka means very.
Can you give us an example?
バカでけ。
Very big.
バカうまい。
Very delicious. So this is great. Like, I'm just making a mental connection between the meaning of stupid and this, even though I know there's no connection. But sometimes in the United States, I've heard people say something like, yo, this is so delicious, it's stupid.And maybe we spell it with two O's. Like, this is when I was young. But, yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. So what is the word for stupid in Niigata Ben?
Atakai.
Wow, that sounds like another Tokyo word.
Atakai means warm? どんな風に使いますか? How do you use this?
あいつあったけ。
That guy's stupid.
How about とてもバカな人?
Like, you wouldn't say バカバカ。
バカあったけ。
Very stupid.
Maybe Tokyo people would confuse that.
Stupid hot. this is a great dialect. Okay, next we have...
Sho.
Person. People. Now, I have another theory about this one. Edoko, people who are maybe two generations or more in Tokyo, so like real native Tokyoite, when they pronounce the word hito for person, they say it like shito. I have a theory this is the same word, just that t sound is dropped.
なるほどね。
This is just a theory. I can't back that up. Next we have...
Taro mo.
But.
Taro mo. Taro mo.
What is this word in standard Japanese?
だけどです。
Can Tokyo people understand this word?
They might understand だろうも。Sounds like similar to Tokyo, だけど。
Next we have...
しょうしい。
Embarrassed. Shy.
しょうしい。しょうしい。
What's this word in the standard language?
恥ずかしい。
This next one I like. This is a cool word.
あちさん。
Other person, other people.
あちさん。あちさん。
Why do you like this phrase?
Because it looks like it's combining achi, over there, and the polite suffix san.
あっちにいる人であちさんですね。
Yeah, that's really cool. I've noticed a lot of vocabulary like this in Niigata Ben, more than in the Aomori dialect, which is just really out there. This one seems more logical to me. Okay, now let's take apart some of the grammar that we saw here. As we just mentioned before, we talked about konna, anna, sonna, donna. And in Niigata Ben, these become
konge, songe, ange, donge.
So let's try a sample sentence. Rie-san, can you give us an example how to use this?
Konge tokoro de nani shiten?
Konna tokoro de nani shiteru no?
So what are you doing here? What are you doing in this place?
Ange sho mita koto mo ne te wa.
Anna hito mita koto mo nai yo.
I've never seen such a person. I've never seen a person like that. What kind of person?
Chotto ayashii hito kana.
Tashikani. So at the end of a question, we saw shiten. What is this ten?
This is te iru no progressive interrogative form in standard Japanese.
So what was the sentence we saw in the dialogue, Rie-san?
Konge tokoro de nani shiten?
What are you doing here? So can we use this to ask anybody, like what they're doing?
Nani shiten?
Nani shiten? That's cool.
I use this phrase to my close friend and my family.
Is there a polite form in the dialect? Or is the dialect only for close friends and family?
Casual form.
So no polite forms?
No.
So can you give us an example of how to use this?
何してん?
料理してんよ。
So what is this in standard Japanese?
何しているの?
料理をしてんだよ。
Okay, so in that example, you added yo at the end, which changed it from a question to a declarative statement. Okay, and next we saw
romo.
And this meant but or however. It's a kind of conjunction. What was the first example we saw in the dialogue?
しかも会ってなかったろも。
Okay, that's pretty difficult. So what is that in standard Japanese?
ずいぶん会ってなかったけど。
It's been a long time since we've met, but... Rie-san, can you give us an example of how to use this?
さっきまんま食ったろも、もう腹が減ったわね。
さっきご飯食べたけど、もうお腹が減った。
I just ate a meal, but I'm already hungry. A cool thing in that simple sentence too is that mamma, that's almost the same as Aomori dialect. Mamma, that means food. So if this romo comes at the beginning of a sentence, what happens?
Changes to daromo.
So can you show us how to use that in a sentence?
Daromo shoushi de hanasu nante iya ra iya.
But I was too shy to talk to him. Okay, another cool phrase was
la no.
This one was difficult for me to understand. When do you use this?
This is used when you're talking to yourself as like da ne or desu ne.
Is the la in this like da?
そうですね。新潟弁だとだでどがられろに変わることが多いですね。
So often the sounds だでど become
られろ。
So can you show us how to use this?
うめ酒らの。
おいしいお酒だね。
This sake is delicious, isn't it?
今日はバカ寒い日らの。
今日はとても寒い日ですね。
Today is a really cold day, isn't it?
あの人、愛おしげな人らの。
あの人、美しい人ですね。
She's a very beautiful person. Another thing that was interesting for me that seems like Tokyo style, but I get the feeling it's different, is this te at the end of sentences, and we also saw it with teba. What's going on there?
The word te emphasizes the command. And if you put the teba end of sentences, you can emphasize in sentences more.
So it doesn't really have a meaning or even a grammatical function.
Meaning nothing, just emphasizing.
And it just sounds like...
Niigata dialect.
Very interesting. So can you show us how to use this?
飯食いながらテレビ見るなってば。
ご飯食べながらテレビは見るなよ。
Don't watch TV while you're eating.
早宿題終わらせれて。
早く宿題を終わらせなさいよ。
Finish your homework quickly.
今日は暑いて。
今日は暑い。
Today is hot.
早く帰ろうて。
早く帰ろうよ。
Let's go home now.
Me and Rie was talking about tea. And then our guess is that Niigata people want to tea because they want a rhythm. If I say テレビ見るな。Maybe Niigata people might want to te some kind of sounds.
So they, to keep the rhythm, they need that extra syllable.
Yeah.
So maybe put in for euphonic reasons to make it flow better.
Yes, I think so.
Very interesting. Okay, guys, I think that's all the time we have today. So did you have fun?
どうでしたか、リエさん。楽しかったですか?
こんなレコーディング初めてだったので緊張したんですけれども、次回はもっとうまくやります。
Okay, so Rie-san was just a little nervous because it's her first time recording, but we know she did a great job, so really appreciate you coming out here and helping us and explaining to everyone about your hometown dialect. Okay, so we have a lot more sample sentences based on the vocabulary that we didn't have time for today, and those are all in the PDF, so you'll want to be sure to check that out. We will be following this up with two more Niigata Ben lessons, again with Yuki-san and Rie-san. So you don't want to miss out on that.
So, ではまず。
また今度。
See you next time.
あや、ゆうきじゃねえけ。
あや、しかも大手なかったろも。おめさん、こんなところで何してん?
今、犬の散歩してるところだってば。
そう、犬。ほんなちんこ犬だろ。そういえばさ、ナーチの隣の家にバカかっけ東京の人が引っ越したらしいねっけ。
ほんね、そういんよ。だろも少子で話すなんて嫌らいや。
ほんねも、まごまごしてっとあちたに取られることさ。
どうしょばね。